Portfolio, may I help you?
Hi, good morning, Becky. It's Tom. How are you?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good, good. They saw the stones. I think they're going to go with the 132, but I haven't heard back from him yet. So as soon as I hear anything, they were pleased, but I had to. It's a financial thing too. So I've kind of worked even more closely from the time they came in to the time that I spoke with him afterwards. I'm really cutting this one close. So as soon as I hear anything, I will let you know. But I'm going to just hold that one, and I'm going to return the other two to you in the meantime. How's that?
Yeah, that's fine. If you'd like, I mean, again, I don't mind if you want to hold them until you hear, you know, exactly what they want to do. That's totally fine as well.
Well, here's the thing, though. This is very unusual for me. I'm going to be away for about a week and a half. We were going to the West Coast to see the kids and grandkids. So tomorrow would be the last day I could ship them. So what I would like to do is probably just hold on to the one for now, if that's okay, and then send the other two back.
Okay, that'd be perfect if you're not going to
be
available,
okay?
Just in case somebody else would
need
one of the others.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to be sitting on them. I'm hoping to hear from him today. Would be nice, but he also has to come up with the funding for this, so we'll see. But that's the scoop.
Okay. Well, if we revisit it and he needs to see anything different, you know, again,
yeah.
I can always find something else, too, if, you know, if money...
He definitely can't go... He cannot go, and again, because of the margin I'm in, he can't go any bigger than these. He can't go any more expensive than these. I did tell him your offer, but it was just, like, way out of the range. So, yeah, it's just they are definitely staying in a budget.
Right, gotcha. Okay. And quality-wise, they're not willing to...
Oh, they I got to tell you, they're taking my word for it. And I really like the 132. I like the 120. One of the 120s. The other one I wasn't crazy about, and it was more expensive. So I think based on the fact that I'm actually going to give them the more expensive stone for the same price as the lesser one, they may end up doing that. So we'll see. But I'll, as soon as I hear from him, I'll let you know.
Okay, great. Where's your family live out on the West Coast?
Older daughter and her two boys live East Bay, San Francisco, and younger daughter and her two girls live west in Seattle.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Yep. So it's been about 2.5 years since we've been out to see the girls. One of them was only 6 months old at the time, so now she's just turned 3. So it's
nice. My daughter turns 3 next week. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, really? So the same age. Wow. Is it one child you have?
I have two girls. I have three, almost 3 year old, and then a year and a half. So.
Oh, okay. See, I've got a 5 and a 3. So, yeah, that's good. So it's a fun age. She's a little pistol, but it'll be nice because I've only seen her in person when she was 6 months old. So it'll be nice to see her in person.
Oh, God.
FaceTime only cuts it so far.
Right. Oh, that'll be so fun.
So,
I'm happy for you. Enjoy your time.
What are your kids' names?
My older daughter is Gemma, and then my younger daughter is Gia.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, with a last name such as yours, I would expect no less. 100% Italian?
Well, my father's grandmother was German, so I have a little bit of German, but my mom's side, all 4 grandparents off the boat Italy, so I'm third generation or fourth generation Italian, so yeah.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Nope.
Well, okay. So I will be in touch and let you know when I hear. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Tom.
All right.
Thanks
so
much.
Have a great day, Becky.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Yep, bye.